This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, because of Veterans Day, my week is, it sort of shuffled itself, and I, you know, have to make allowances for my people so that we can get everybody in, because I am a creature of habit. And so joining me now on Wednesdays, since Kita is now in the Philippines.
Wow.
Yeah. Kita Bussey. She just came back from South Africa, did the weaponized woman once, and then went back out to the Philippines. And you and I think we travel. Joining me again is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. We just drive. We just drive places.
Not Kita. Yeah, we just do. You know, being usually the first thing on Monday is an easy slot, because
yeah,
I've got 2 days of clear news. Today I cheated. I decided if I wanted to make sure you hadn't covered the news late yesterday and I hadn't found it, I'd have to write the news myself.
Oh, okay.
Unlike the media, I'll try and stick to the facts. Right. Democrat legislators in Illinois obviously make it hard for honest citizens to protect themselves. You know it. I know it. The ninjas know it. But that guy on the street probably doesn't. The guy on the street does know that Illinois government is controlled by Chicago politicians. And sadly, those politicians really like gun prohibition. They say the laws make all of us safer. But when we look at the facts, they say otherwise. They claim government's for the children, but we can count the bodies of the dead and injured who are the real victims of gun control. Chicago has a problem with violent criminal drug gangs. That's a question if you've, you know, been in suspended animation or a coma for the last 10 years. You already know that. But Illinois politicians say that the drug gangs would be nonviolent if only they could take away the guns. Well, the solutions that the politicians propose are to pass more gun control laws. And those laws, of course, disarm more law-abiding citizens. And look, they're Chicago politicians. And unfortunately, the news media report their press releases without questioning them or even offering alternative explanation. Let's look at a little deeper. There have been 2015, that's a number, not a year, 2015 people shot in Chicago this year. Of those, there are an additional 450 who were shot and killed. It's very obvious that Chicago's gun prohibition laws have not made us safe. Now, politicians are claiming that the violent drug gangs will obey the next gun law, even though the murderers, assailants, and rapists ignore the 23,000 firearms regulations that the politicians have written so far. You know, I heard them time after time, and the politicians say the same thing with every one of their laws, and I see no reason to believe that they're telling the truth this time. The violent gangs in Chicago smuggle drugs and illegal immigrants all around the globe and across all of our borders, including the ones into and out of Illinois. Politicians somehow claim that ink on paper, new ink on paper, will stop the drug gangs from smuggling the next pound of steel, lead, brass, and gunpowder into Chicago. That sure hasn't worked so far. We can put numbers to it, and it's painful. Chicago has both high crime and stringent gun control. Unfortunately, that's reduced the number of honest people who can carry a gun in Chicago and across all of Illinois. That leads to more crime victims. Chicago has made it illegal to open a gun range in the city. But yet they require that in order to get a carry permit, you have to go shoot at a gun range. It reminds me of Andrew Cuomo saying, no, there's no room for conservatives in their state. There is no room for gun owners in Chicago. In contrast, the criminals use the streets of Chicago as their shooting range. There are about 300,000 licensed concealed carry holders in Illinois. That number should be closer to 800,000 if Illinois were like the rest of the United States. That missing 500,000 people, that's a lot. Those are the 500,000 who gave up on giving their permit because it's such a difficult and expensive process. 500,000 people is a lot. We know what happens to 500,000 people who live in Illinois every year. 2,700 victims of violent crime in Illinois this year were disarmed because of extremely burdensome requirements that they couldn't meet to get their carry permit. We made it hard on the law-abiding citizens, but criminals don't bother to follow those rules. Of those 2,700 victims, many of them would have stopped their attacker if they were armed. Almost all of the rape victims would have stopped their attacker if they were allowed to go armed in public. Now, listen, we're almost done, Bill. Self-defense seldom requires us to actually press the trigger. The vast majority of criminals, you report about them, I report them. Thank you, Bill. Those criminals run away when they face an armed victim. That's great. But Illinois politicians lie about that. They say that concealed carry holders in this state, the guys that have the FBI background checks, that go and get the FOID cards, that they're still a danger to the public. Well, that isn't true. Where we have data, we know that concealed carry holders are more law-abiding than the police. Concealed carry holders are much less likely than the police to shoot innocent bystanders. Unfortunately. Chicago politicians would rather disarm the victims. The victim's blood is on the politician's hands. But the victim's blood is also on our conscience. What say you, Bill?
Well, gun control is one of the bigger frauds that's ever been perpetrated upon people in America. And where it happens the most, it's never looked at the way I look at gun control, the way it's practiced in these Democratic inner cities.
Yep.
As it's racist.
Yes.
It's racist. In New York City, where I would like to see who in New York City, and it wouldn't take long because they've only got 34,000 permits in New York City.
Right.
I'd like to see what those people look like, because gun control started out as a racist venture, and it is still a racist venture today. And I'm almost certain that the reason they do that is to keep these body counts up so that they can have a reason to press for more gun control. Even though they don't use it, even though they don't go out there and say, well, you know, look what happened in Chicago. They never say that. They just use the numbers and they conflate all the data and everything else. But I'm convinced that they're always looking for a body count.
Let's talk about that when we come back.
Very good, sir. Now, Rob is a writer, and Rob, well, like this, what he just talked about, he wrote. And it will probably, if it hasn't already done it, it will probably start at Slopak's WordPress blog. Then from there, maybe it'll get published at ClashDaily.com, and it almost certainly is going to get picked up by Amaland.com. That's where you can find all the different places to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Monster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
at the home of the Binary Trigger, the home of Reformation, the home of Providence, the home of Salus. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Rob Morse, and before, in the last segment, he was talking about the inner city and how many people could have permits that don't have permits, and politicians and the lie, the foisting of, the lie of gun control actually being something that would stop crime. So,
I heard somebody on the Polite Society podcast. He was shocked by how many people, gunnies like him, were not politically active. I don't think he understood the business of politics, Bill. I want to offer it up the way it was defined for me. In sure. High school, you and I were told that the government should do the public good, the things that are too small or too difficult for you and I to do for ourselves. And then I heard a better definition. Politicians get paid when they concentrate the benefits of legislation and distribute the costs.
That's one way of putting it. That's one way of putting it. The thing about gun owners not being involved in politics, Virginia just turned purple.
Yep.
Or blue, whatever you want to say. And I wonder how many gun owners stayed home. And I'll wonder that out. Yeah.
And then they ran out to the gun shows and bought guns. So, oh, my, it turned purple. Idiots.
Yeah, the whole thing about this is that if gun owners as big of a, there's more gun owners, and it, no matter who's counting, okay, there's some people that like to count the same amount of gun owners as there was before Barack Obama was sworn in, which was, 87 million or something like that. So even at 87 million, that's more people than voted for Trump.
Right.
Or Hillary.
Yeah.
So, elections that go on, especially national elections, and state elections too, without a doubt. I mean, in some states, absolutely, yes. In California, isn't there 9 million gun owners?
There are, no. There might be. What I do know is that there are 10 million people out of the 32 million who live in California. Those 10 million live in shall issue counties. They could all the adults in those counties, call it half that, 15
yeah.
million,
yeah,
or 5 million, could go out and get their carry permit. Huh, we don't see that.
No.
They have the freedom and they don't exercise it. Why they're in the dark.
Yeah. Well, in California's got more problems than just their gun regime, although the gun regime is a big one. And it will be felt extremely badly when they have that earthquake they keep forecasting, because they think that they're going to be without services for up to 4 weeks.
Right.
And that means no cops. That's the other thing that we could talk about, too, because, I'm waiting. I'm watching the Ferguson effect, and I think we may start seeing something happen like this in every blue city. But we'll get to that in a minute. For gun owners, we just went through Veterans Day.
Yes.
And for me, it's sort of a bittersweet thing to sit back and reflect upon my military time, because it feels like to me that I was, I had high ideals when I volunteered for the military.
Right.
Had them the whole time I was in the military. And still have them today. Except the reality is this. My time in Europe and the time that the American military has spent in Europe with NATO, we spent more on their defense than they did. And they were able to build their welfare state. And now they have an Islamic mess in Europe. All over Europe. And I mean, even in places like in France, they're beginning to have to start to clean out tent cities and everything, where all of these contagion are hanging out.
Right.
And people are getting mad and everything, but they did this because they finally got to that critical mass where they had more people on the pensions than they had paying into the pensions.
Right.
And we did that. Our time there defending the nation from the Soviet Union during the Cold War made that happen. My time in the military made it easy for these, for a lot of political things to happen, not just because it was me, but because the whole, just the whole machine that is the military.
Well, politicians gave away money to buy votes, right?
Yeah. So, I look at, but politicians and money in politics can only buy advertising. That's all it can buy. It can't buy votes. It can buy a message dissemination. And for gun owners, if they would just not pay attention to the polls and if they would not pay attention to the advertising and not pay attention to the propaganda, because poll is a short way of spelling propaganda, and then just go vote, we would have quite the constitutional country.
And you know what? It's okay. Women are the fastest growing segment of gun owners. ARs are extremely popular among women, small caliber, limited recoil. Most of them are designed to be adjustable. And yet here we have a governor in Virginia who says, yeah, now that I've got a majority, I want to take all the ARs. And I'm going, and none of the women go, excuse me? Well, our friends that you and I know, Bill, are saying that. But what are the rest of the Democrat voters thinking? Democrats have to carry urban women or they don't get elected.
Yep.
I think our guys stayed home. Shame on them. And our gals.
It should come as no surprise, though, that for your colleague at the Polite Society that this happens. Pretty right. Apparent in a lot of ways. Sadly apparent, but that's beside the point. It's a good thing I wasn't there when he started saying that. Nobody would have gotten a word in edgewise. I would have popped like a levee on a rain-soaked day. Coming up on the next break, and we're talking to Rob Morse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is welcoming the Turkish president to the White House. Speaking at the White House during a joint news conference, the president says direct diplomacy is essential to ensuring peace between the two nations, especially when it comes to negotiating a ceasefire along the border of northern Syria.
Today the ceasefire continues to hold, and I want to thank the president for his partnership and cooperation as we work to build a more stable and peaceful and prosperous Middle East.
Nothing bad actually happened. That's a big part of the Republican arguments against the impeachment of President Trump.
With the president of Ukraine, the new president, and no linkage.
In the first House impeachment hearing, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan also says Ukraine did not investigate Democrats and noted that Ukraine eventually got nearly $400 million in planned U.S. military aid. This is USA Radio News.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, and we've been covering a couple things. We've been going in directions we don't go too often. I enjoy that.
Well, let's keep going.
Sure.
You mentioned racism in that gun control was racism. You mentioned New York, where the Sullivan Act was pretty much passed to make sure that the existing gangs could keep their guns and the new Italian immigrants were disarmed. In Los Angeles, there are lots of Hispanics, but the only people who are allowed to have guns are politicians and judges.
Right.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not too sure. In California, you know, California is such a, I wouldn't call it a melting pot. California is going to hit critical mass, and I think it's going to become less of an issue as far as.
What do you mean by that, partner?
Well, I mean, In San Francisco, they just elected a guy named Chaza Boden as the.
Right.
The DA. And me and you can go to San Francisco, and as long as we run into a place and only steal $949, we're not going to get arrested.
Right.
He's going to make it, I guess, not a crime to publicly urinate. I guess that will follow not to publicly defecate. They already issue out needles to the heroin addicts there. I mean, San Francisco is for the people that live in San Francisco, it's going to become a nightmare. And the cops aren't going to go because this guy has a quarrel with the cops. He's very anti-cop. So they're just not going to go. So not only is it a racist trope that they throw out there with gun control, they're going to fix it to where the people that need the police, because when you call the police, what are you doing? You're calling a guy with a gun, right? So you, right. When they go to call a guy with a gun, they're not going to, nobody with a gun is going to show up. Because they're just going to retire and stay at their desk and not, because they're not going to be hung out to dry. They've worked all this time. They want their pension. They
think it's their due. I was talking to someone who had a rental car stolen. The cops won't take a report if your rental car is stolen. The rental car company had to go chase it down on their own. So
right.
People were living in it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in L.A., you could go a block off a rodeo drive and you're running the risk of catching typhus.
Right. What is interesting for all of its so-called youth culture and how 16-year-olds in California were told should be allowed to vote, they should be allowed to choose any of their 57 genders, but if they're under 21, they shouldn't be allowed to buy a firearm. What I'm not sure about, or that's the claim, what I'm not sure about is if they can be gifted a firearm. Is it illegal for them to possess one? Okay, they can't buy one on their dad. Here, Junior's got a gun. What you going to do about it? Not sure of all the technicalities involved there.
Well, I'm not sure if they are. They're sure themselves in California. You know, even with their gun violence restraining order, they're not pushing that as hard as Florida does. But they are pushing everything they possibly can push. And right now they've got blackouts, and they're talking about taking over the public utility and all this other stuff. And it's just not going to – California's going to become less and less of an issue as time goes on. I mean, it's crazy what goes on in California.
Can you imagine trying to run a business where the state says, we've just bankrupted the utility. We're going to turn the lights off when the wind blows. By the way, we think we should use wind power to keep the lights on. And I'm just thinking, were any of the reporters sober when they listened to that? Wow.
I haven't heard anything about the crime reports that have been coming from these blacked out areas. I would imagine that's gone up.
A friend of mine during the last, yes and no, yes it has, yes it will, some of his neighbors had to leave, and he's there, he's armed, and he sees somebody walking around where he shouldn't have been, and the guy goes, who goes there? It was a Border Patrol officer. And the Border Patrol officer, you know, turns on the flashlight, who are you? The guy goes, redneck security, who are you? So people, as you would, Bill, it's just like having a hurricane or an ice storm come through. You look after your neighbors.
Sure.
You do the right thing. And I don't think the criminals are any more prepared for that than law enforcement is.
No, but they'll adapt.
Fortunately, the law enforcement in this case and my buddy both got a good laugh at it. They said, you know, how long are you going to be here? Where are you going to be? Okay, cool. Both of them went their separate ways, figuring they didn't both need to be in the same place.
Yeah.
My brother just had the lights go out for 4 days at his house. He was in an evacuation area. You pack the things you would hate to live without. Now, notice you can carry a lot more photographs and buy underwear somewhere else because you'd hate for all those to lose the photographs if you come back to a burnt out shell.
Yeah.
I've been in blackouts and you have a block party for a couple of days. After a couple of days, you go, all right, you got to start homeschooling because kids need to go to school. You take care of the things you need to take care of and just get on with life regardless.
Yeah. You have to adapt to it. But
yeah, just adapt and carry on.
All of the doomsday preppers and everything tell you that if you want to see how you would do in a doomsday scenario, you need to be in a place where you don't have electricity.
Right.
That is the ultimate simulation. So
I agree. But again, I used to live on a small boat for a while. I used to live offshore. If you want to know what that's like, walk down to any marina. Half of those people, you know, those are floating RVs. They never expect to get plugged in, at least not for weeks at a time. So there are more of us that are very comfortable being unplugged. You know, we're kind of the acoustic generation.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
I loved that story that you covered about the Florida mom. She's pregnant, grabs an AR, saves her husband and her 11-year-old daughter.
Yep.
But part of me was thinking, well, okay, it wouldn't have been an 11-year-old daughter probably, but if she were under 21, would the state have allowed her to have a long gun to save her family? Even Florida, even California, when we come back.
Okay. That's interesting. I'm sure that's going to depend upon where you are geographically. But we'll talk about that when we get back. We're talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. You can catch his podcast, of course, at iTunes, Stitcher Radio. We're talking about the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and Polite Society podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. because now Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Rob Morse, and we have covered many, many things. Where are we going now, sir?
Well, I want you to speculate with me. You cover self-defense, as do I. The story we were talking about came out of Florida. Two guys kick in a back door. They don't belong there. They start beating on the homeowner, the adult, the male homeowner. They grab an 11-year-old girl. The mom is back in the bedroom. She's 11 months pregnant. When she sticks her head around the corner and looks down the hallway, one of the two thugs shoot at her. Both of the thugs are armed. What they don't know is that she has a AR-15 in her bedroom. When she, you know, gets the gun barrel around the corner from the back of the room, puts one round in one of the thug. I bet that was very, very loud. Both of them run. One doesn't make the sprint. He dies in a local ditch, and the other one is still being sought. In Florida, if she were under 21, the state would disarm her. If she were in California, the state would say, well, you can't buy that gun. And yet, over and over, I've had young women say, other than a .22 long rifle firearm or rifle, the AR is the next easiest gun to shoot. Very low recoil. Adjustable stock.
Right.
Great grip. Ergonomic. It was designed by the military to be the everyman platform. And here it comes out in a non-military semi-automatic version. And politicians are treating it like a boogeyman. I wonder if that's by intent to keep women from finding out that rifles are their friend.
Well, the M16 M4 platform is designed to be able to be operated by somebody on a sixth grade level. And
okay,
the stuff that we would learn about it and the way we would learn to function with it, we we spend a lot of time worrying about stoppages.
Right.
So we worked on the acronym was SPORTS. Slap the magazine, pull the charging handle back, observe the changer, release the charging handle, tap the forward assist, shoot. SPORTS.
Right.
So, you know, all of that repetition and everything, the gun itself was exceedingly easy to carry. It was exceedingly easy to maintain and everything else, and we became quite good at it. As far as civilians carrying an AR or using an AR, here's my question. Here's my question. Now, in these states like California and Florida, are these restrictions that they have in place on who can buy them, or are they on who can operate them?
Interesting.
Because if somebody's in a house, if a 14-year-old is in a house and somebody breaks into the house and they pull the weapon up because it's in the house legally, is there anything that says that they have to consign themselves to being, you know, savagely beaten or murdered, or can they operate that weapon and save everybody in the house?
Right.
And I've never heard of anybody being any kid being or parent being prosecuted for somebody using the weapon that they are too young to use, because there's been a few that have done that.
Right. Well, you and I, not too young, although we have seen felons prosecuted when, during a break-in, they grab someone else's gun in the house and defend the house. I believe there's some technical issues involved in the matter of a felon grabbing a gun where he says, absolutely, it was wrong, but it precluded a greater harm. And now we're going, okay, are you going to prosecute a child, or do you prosecute a parent for not having, quote, safe storage? And then does the parent say, absolutely right, Your Honor, but it precluded a greater harm by letting my young adults, whom I've trained, defend themselves? Clearly, Your Honor, in this case, and as reality demonstrated, it's not a legal argument at all. It's an appeal to reality. That was necessary for her safety and the safety of her perhaps younger brothers and sisters.
Well, I mean, obviously it's okay for children to operate guns because we have all of these young ladies that are really, you know, little girls that are not even teenagers yet that compete in three gun. So yeah. obviously it's okay for them to compete. So where does somebody draw the line in some states?
Well, weren't there a pair of those two young girls who basically got their the legislator pitched out of office because in their county, he was one of the advocates to keep youngsters disarmed, and they weren't having it. And they did a wonderful job. They changed legislation. I met them at SHOT Show. They were just infinitely cute. They'd been on Cam and Company. Mia Anstein was babysitting them, and I got their dad had to step away for a minute, and I got to talk to them.
Sure.
Wonderful young ladies, and they changed politics in this country. Good on them.
I don't know what the answer. I don't know what the answer is to that. I'm sure there's a lot of little technical issues that would come up, but I fail to see, even except maybe in San Francisco with Chase of Bowdoin, where they would prosecute a family because a child defended themselves. Is there no right to self-defense anywhere now? I mean, is that the question we need to ask?
It is. And I think the answer, isn't that interesting? You and I used to assume that there was a set of laws for the United States, but we just had a federal district judge who said, oh, no, the what we thought was settled law, air quotes wrapped around that, where you could download files for 3D printing of firearms. Oh, no, that should be illegal. So a local district judge is setting State Department regulations. And I'm going, is that just for his district, or is that for other districts where other judges have ruled differently? Man, I can't wait till you get Stephen Stambolini and Alan Beck on to straighten that one out for me. I don't know. This legal system, the more we look, the more twists and turns it seems to have.
I fear we need to probably clone Stephen and Alan.
Yep.
It needs to be a high quality cloning so that they also have the intellect that the original two have, so that because they need to be very much dispersed and out there doing all the stuff.
And the world should be very frightened when that happens because they are formidable gentlemen.
Very formidable. Doing all the things.
Are they on a schedule or is it catch as catch can given how busy they are?
Catch as catch can.
Right. I figured.
Catch as catch can. I mean, I call and if Stephen can answer 9 times out of 10, if he answers, he's going to say yes. And if he doesn't say yes, then he's going to tell me when he can. But sometimes he has to say no simply because he's getting up. You know, I'm sure whichever airline he's on, he probably pays for coach and flies first class with all those frequent flyer miles.
I know exactly. And that brings, gosh, we are an army of Davids. You know, they weren't initially funded by the giant NRA SAF. They just said it needs to be done. They'll do it.
Yep.
Just like the ninjas, Bill.
Just like them. Yep. Thank you for taking the time to join me this evening, even though we had to stretch it out. And check Rob out on his podcast and check him out on his articles. Hour number 2 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.